Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you.
Good morning and welcome to Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. I'm CJSF Public Affairs and Talk Coordinator Jesse, producer of this show behind the scenes behind Charlotte. And today our treat is a special remix episode featuring some poems and stories from the last few weeks, cut together with a little bit of fun transitional music and for a bit of a May buffet poetry mélange, I guess. So hope you enjoy the next hour of wonderful storytelling and poetry, and Charlotte will be back with a brand new episode next week. Thanks for listening.
Guests will be dropping by and sharing delectable bites of information and inspiration. This is also, well, it's May Day, May Month, Mother's Day weekend. We're going to start off with one of our guests having a prayer. Kim, say hello, who you are. What did you bring to the table?
Hi, Charlotte. Thanks for having me here. It's so nice to be here, and I'd love to join you and talk more about this, but just to start us off, I'd like to read a little prayer that resonated with me many years ago when I was 17 years old in high school and grade 12 and kind of having a challenging time in my life. And it's just the kind of a gift that I'd like to share with others in terms of, you know, how we can't change the situation sometimes, but we can always change our perspective. So it's a prayer for bad times by Richard Cardinal Cushing. Dear God, help me be a good sport in this game of life. I don't ask for an easy place in the lineup. Put me anywhere you need me. I only ask that I give you 100% of everything I have. And if all the hard drives seem to come my way, I thank you for the compliment. Help me remember that you never send a player more trouble than she can handle. And help me, Lord, to accept the bad breaks as part of the game. May I always play on the square, no matter what the others do. Help me study the book so I'll know the rules. Finally, God, if the natural turn of events goes against me and I am benched for sickness or old age, help me accept that as part of the game too. Keep me from whimpering that I was framed or got a raw deal. And when I finish the final inning, I ask for no laurels. All I want is to believe in my heart that I played as well as I could and I didn't let you down.
Thank you, Kim. Kim Egger. So without further ado, I'm going to let the first poet that signed on today, Janice is going to introduce herself and share her poem.
Welcome to this wonderful event. I have done this before with Charlotte, and it's always so fun, so inspirational, and so invigorating because it brings out your creative spirit to come back and do some things later after the program, just not to hear other people, to start to have confidence in your own voice. I wrote this in November of last year, 23, because in January of 23, my mother had passed away, Phyllis Ann, and I wrote, it's not exactly a poem, but it is poetic to me. This was a year of grieving This is what it looks like. This is how losing your mother feels. It's messy, tiring, angering, unbelieving, grieving, relieving, and deceiving. It wasn't supposed to go like this. It was just another page to be turned. It was an unexpected, expected, rejected again feeling. We weren't close, but we found a place to be. I never felt good enough. I never felt pretty enough. I never felt worthy enough. I was never enough. I was an ugly duckling in my mind. I looked in the mirror and saw rejection. What had I done? What else should I do? What could I be? Certainly not a good enough daughter. Can't prove it now. The cloud is larger than you thought. It is sending hail when you wanted rain. The snowfall will be comforting after this storm. I seek the peace.
Seeking the snowstorm after that is a beautiful ending. Neil, introduce yourself and share what you have brought.
Yes, my name is Neil Ryan. I'm an artist, spoken word. I also indulge in painting, which you can see behind me. Those are my works. And when I was searching through my list of poems today, this poem called Mother Womb, The Bonding, I have no idea whose it is. I have no idea how it got to be among my poetry. It might be out of my, I have a poetry group in Michigan that I read with quite frequently. But this, I'm not supposed to, I don't have a womb. I have a heart, and this poem spoke to my heart. It's called Mother Womb, The Bonding, blooming in the garden of my womb. Buds of joy and roses of sparkle, you request unto me. Twisting and dancing in joy, give me the pleasure of bearing you wherever I go. You are offering me new challenges in existence. You are driving me with hopes and new dawns. This is time I grow in thought and spirit to gather many a treasure for your coming into the world, into a banyan tree. I shall grow my branches, engrossing all the sunlight into my soul. I energize my metal to leap boundaries and dive into the ocean to find pearls for your life. Celebrating every moment with you is the essence of my joy. Every child is a blessing to its mother. Every mother grows new treasures by giving birth. She rises wise and mighty, wrapped in love and cared with warmth. The child becomes father of man. And this is true divine blessing with no disguise. A child born, 10 months in joy, twisting and turning in mummy's tummy, to every mother is womanhood to the fullest. Thank you. To whoever it was that wrote it, thank you.
Thank you. But Dr. Ramona, welcome.
Okay, thank you, Charlotte. So everyone, hello, and I'm Ramona. I am a retired professor from Bombay University, and currently I live in Toronto with my children And I must say that I am not a poet. I don't know how to write poems. So all my writing is academic. So books, textbooks, books on in history and French. So I really struggled today to write this poem, and I've entitled it Unforgettable. And that's just because of the song. But I'm not going to sing. I'm going to read this poem to you. So here it goes. Please bear with me. In the depths of my heart, a tribute I pay to a mother so beautiful in every way. Olympia Rosa, her name so divine, with grace and love, she forever will shine. Fair as the moon, her presence did gleam, with eyes of greenish gray, like a tranquil stream. Always well-dressed, she exuded pure grace, a vision of elegance in every place. She taught me to sing a melody so sweet, encouraging my dreams with love complete. Proud of my achievements, she cheered me on, a guiding light till the break of dawn. Her joy was to dance, her spirit so free, filling our lives with laughter and glee. A healer of hearts, she rushed to aid neighbors and friends when they were afraid. Etched in my mind, her memory remains, a beacon of love that forever sustains. Olympia Rosa, a mother so dear, in my heart, your presence will always be near. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Ramona, do not ever again say you're not a poet.
I am going to speak to you. I was a teacher for 46 years of English. You stop saying that. Don't ever say those words again. They are lies. They are lies. Don't talk them. Now, second of all, throw away the rule book, people. There is no such thing as a rule book for poetry. When I was teaching, that was the first thing I had to do, because usually the boys didn't want to do poetry. So I had to trick them into loving the expression of their feelings. So you did that, but my so graceful, so eloquent. Don't ever say that again. Wait.
I see we have at the door, Karen Funky. Welcome to our buffet.
Hi, I have something similar to what Kim has said, but in a different perspective. I've been born disabled most of my life, have had to struggle with a lot of emotional things of people saying, I can't do this, and wanting to be involved in a lot of things. I would say I'm involved with equal wisdom as she is. It came along in my life when things were at a crossroad, when things weren't going exactly right, and I was just offered a chance to jump in at the last moment. And even during the course, I ended up having a traumatic fall that fractured my back. And if it wasn't for eco wisdom, I probably wouldn't have recovered as soon as I did from my fractured back. And even though I've been having a few medical problems ever since I've been involved, I've been able to handle the circumstances emotionally, and it just helped me get connected with nature, which I've always wanted to be connected and helping with nature. With my ability, it's connected a whole lot of things that I've been involved with. I've been involved with the radio show with Charlotte for quite a while now, with her other pop-up shows. So I guess that's all what I have to say for now.
We are going to go to our next person, who is Elizabeth.
Okay, I wrote this some 10 years ago. I'll read it first and then I'll give you the context. She lumbers down the street. The cart she's riding on, moving slow with care. Her skin now full of marks from scratches and burns, her frame a record of duress from her travels. She no longer roars, not even a squeak. Certainly no more blazing trails, she sets. Yet the crowds cheered and roared. As it were, they marveled at her appearance, even at her snail's crawl. They were awed by her presence. They knew she had traveled long and wide, her experience unparalleled by any, though she bends to age and to new times. The crowds acknowledged all she's been and is, the endeavor. Would we but do the same for our own elders? I would endeavor to remember with my mother. I wrote this after looking at the spaceship Endeavor on the streets of Los Angeles as it was being transported to the Space Museum on October 14, 2012. That's the context.
Excellent. Okay, I want to say this is a marvelous May. We are talking about nature, welcoming you to share and feel your experiences of the good things that have happened in May, and how May, with its sweeping winds and beautiful sunsets, is just reminding us of places within our lives that we can let a little sunshine in and let a little sunshine out to help others. I'm going to read a poem that is kind of around the transitions and stages in a mother's life. And it's called Mother Strong, Mother Soft. Mother strong in life embracing, little love's legs and feet, giving flight, giving light from dawn to dusk. Mother strong in life proclaiming, little rules for life's upbringing, quoting chapter, verse of scripture, hoping fertile seeds will follow. Mother strong in life rejoicing, pillows of love and laughter singing, cuddles, cuddles, chauffeured cars, hoping all will child not spoil. Mother turning life unbending, little twinges, steps that falter, some days soaring, others dwindling, wondering if all is worth the kindling. Mother soft in life unraveling, seeds she sowed, gathering, searching, probing tendrils wrapping round her, hoping that their paths will praise her. And there's a activity called bonding with, or sending love to trees. And I found a difference in some of my poetry by writing that next to a tree. Okay, Mary Nance, welcome. Thank you for sharing, joining another pop-up poetry.
Okay. I'm Mary Nance Schellenbach, and I have been writing poetry since I got into the midlife crisis bin. That's how words came out. But I wasn't a poet. I have denied being a poet most of my life. after, you know, writing several hundreds, maybe thousands of poems, I'm finally, a couple of years ago, I was convinced that maybe I am a poet. So it's been easier since I quit fighting it. And so I have three different ones sitting here, and I can't remember whether I read one of them last time I attended or not. So I'm going to go with an old, old, old Christmas card that I wrote about the Blessed Mother. God shaped her heart with gentle hands. He filled her with his living breath, then asked if she would hold and fashion deep within her womb his son, if she would give him her own flesh and form and bring him forth into the world. God shapes each heart with gentle hands. He fills each soul with living breath, then asks if we will hold and fashion deep within our hearts his son, if we will offer him our flesh and form, that he might once again be born in us, again come forth into the world.
Inspiring. That brings us to Wildis, hearing what you have brought to the table at this gathering.
Thank you so much. I'm Wilda. I just finished a 30-day writing poetry event, Poetry Hacking Live. And in the spirit of the mother, that's what I was writing about in my event. So I have, this one is on birth, as everyone has been talking about that today. Breath held, and it was interesting, I was holding my breath as I was trying to read that sentence. Breath held, a miracle unfurls, infinite love in tiny swirls, relinquishing worries, fears, take flight. This precious moment, bathed in light. Hope whispers, promises, a brand new dawn. A love story forevermore drawn. And that one's titled Birth.
One of the things I'm happy about is through radio, I was able to hear about eco-wisdom. And this thing about a sit spot, I said, what in the world is that? And then with nature, I thought it meant I would have to find some place, like go to Van Dusen Gardens or go to the Queen Elizabeth or go somewhere, go to North Van and find this place. And to my surprise, just that thing within you where you want to settle down and have peace. If you're in a park, if you're in a backyard, that even where there might still be buses on the street, if you find this place that you take time to sit and then you notice what's there, there might be dogs. I saw a squirrel. I saw a baby squirrel, but it was only because I was thinking about, well, what is there within 10 minutes of where I live? Walking the 10 minutes is helpful because we know 15 to 20 minutes of walking is good for our circulation, helps us to, you know, we're talking about marvelous May, to have an enjoyment of this marvelous shift in the weather by walking, not just staying in the environment of a car, staying in the environment of a house or a game, but getting out. And so what I noticed being close to this tree that was in front of a very busy apartment building, just sitting there waiting, I noticed up at the, how many things the tree was sheltering. Up at the top, there was obviously a mother bird because she got up and she's fussing at everybody, like, stay off, back off, get away. And then down on another level, there was a bird working on something. It was just shaking, shaking, shaking. Maybe it was trying to shake something to the people below or just shaking for attention. And then I noticed the gnarls. At one point coming out of the building, I thought, what an ugly tree, because there were these big bumps along the way. Now I recognize those are roots. The roots are finding new places to water, which might be a problem for some of you if those roots come up through your into your house. But feet, it was like, wow, this tree is supporting all these things because these roots run along. And it just took my mind into seeing the interdependence and feeling about how we're connected. So sitting there, 10 minutes, it gives you a chance to just think about how you're breathing or to just breathe. Sometimes, have you ever found sometimes people make meditation process very complicated? Could you explain, either of you, a simple meditation that you do?
Oh, you know what, Charlotte? It's a funny question that you ask, because I was meditating yesterday evening and I try to do that often. You know, I find that it's much easier for me to do when I did it inside the house in my bedroom last night, and I felt very distracted. Thoughts kept entering my mind for whatever reason, and just sometimes it's my list of things to do, or, you know, whatever might be on my mind. Sometimes it's more challenging than others, but I find that when I connect with nature, sometimes it might even be looking out the window or just being outside, because when I'm outside, the senses that I was describing, you know, sight, you can see all the beautiful colors, the animals, I can feel, I can smell. All of those senses really appeal to me when I'm in nature, especially in the forest. Or for me, it could be especially when I'm near the ocean. I love water and the ocean. The sights, the sounds, the smells, it really helps me with my meditation practice. I'm going to say I'm fairly new at it, and I'm working on that practice. It really helps to bring clarity to my mind. It helps me relax. And when I do it in community, it also helps me feel a sense of connected with other people as well. But yeah, for me, it's just something that is practice, practice, practice. And just something that I'll keep working on. In conjunction with mindfulness, my sit spot, and just all those kind of things that are free for us, that free to enjoy in nature.
I don't really do a meditation per se. I just sit there and relax and let my body and mind enjoy it. The scenery around, and then I just relax. I can give a simple mindful meditation that is as simple as you can get when you're under stress. It's a simple thing of I am here, but to do it slowly and to use parts of your body. I am here. You can use your eyes to express it by looking up, and then am, look straight forward, and here you look down. So you say, I am here. And I've had to help a friend of mine that was under stress. I just told them just to take those three words and say, I, very strongly, I am here, very slowly. And he said, thank you very much to me. I think it helped him realize that to do something as simple as that was to help him ease his stress.
You speak of a thing that sometimes people in Vancouver, the large cities, talk about being lonely, that they don't have anyone to talk to. And I think braving, like coming to this breakfast buffet, we're imagining we're at the backyard and sharing good tips or sharing good information like we would share good food. Sometimes just reaching out to say hello to somebody, the being here, that I am here, makes a whole world of difference. This morning when I came into the building, downtown Vancouver, busy street building that has got lots of different social service activities going on, there's someone, Stefan, who's always at the door, and he greeted me with a big smile. I came in, I was nervous about how's the show going to go? How's this going to go? And just that greeting helped settle me down. And then he had pictures. As some of you know, Megaphone is having its anniversary. They're launching a new book next week. And just looking at those pictures was settling. So I think being available, each of us at some time in life have this point where we feel like, oh my God, tomorrow the world's going to end. Or like you said, being interrupted by sleep with reminding you of who you need to pay or where you need to be or whatnot. But hearing how good it might make somebody feel and how it really might make their day, saying, I'm here for you. Or would you like, you know, Stephen asked, would you like to have some coffee? I had my coffee cup. There's a place upstairs. He could have said, oh, you could go upstairs and get some coffee. But he offered to bring two of us who were sitting downstairs waiting for things. He came and made the most beautiful serving of a cup of coffee. And I think the peacefulness of writing is one of the things that he's used. We've had other people that have talked about writing poetry, writing a song, writing just your experiences from the day are ways that help you to feel better. Kim, you have something else that you've written I'd like for you to share about being grateful. Sometimes it happens that people do nice things for us and we forget to express gratitude to them or to the universe. So I want to say I am so grateful for being here, for surviving the tears, bumps, and strains of life. And I'm grateful to have opportunity for other people to express gratitude and share how that works in their life. Okay, I'm going to share one of my poems. I've written about six poems related to my motherhood, but this is a poem I wrote when she was going through the transitions of an illness, and it's called Mother Strong, Mother Soft. But it's been a while before we had a station break, so I will say, this is your own Sister C, Charlotte Farrell, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at CJSFCA. And we are doing pop-up poetry. Pop-up poetry is something we do periodically within the Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon show, and it is for that purpose of letting everyone have a chance to speak instead of the experience that many of us, I won't say old poets, but have been at events where you sat and sat and sat and sat and sat and one person did 10 poems and then at the end you may or may not get to give yours. So that's one of the purpose of the pop-up is to have people who didn't think they were poets speak and hear how everybody receives and says to them, yeah. Don't say that anymore. You're definitely a poet. So I'm going to share right now one called Mother Strong, Mother Soft. Mother strong in life embracing, little loves, legs and feet, giving light from dawn to dusk. Mother strong in life proclaiming, little rules for life's upbringing, quoting chapter, verse of scripture, hoping fertile seeds will follow. Mother strong in life rejoicing, pillows of love and laughter singing, cuddles, cuddles, chauffeured cars, hoping all will child not spoil. Mother turning life unbending, little twinges, steps that falter, someday soaring, others dwindling, wondering if all is worth the kindling. Mother soft in life unraveling, seed she sowed, gathering, searching, probing tendrils wrapping around her, hoping that their paths will praise her. Dennis is first up for her second poem.
I'm ready. No. This one shows, I tried to reflect on something a little more joyful than the last one. And this one was written in February of this year, 24. I call that Sunshine Speaking. Now, this is a poem. I will count it because it looks more like a poem. Are the rays of sunshine really streams of energy, the mystery of clouds. Do they hide secret storms? The brilliance of a rainbow, the grace of a morning breeze, the bird chirping concert for an audience of two, the subtle traffic noises trapped in a freeway system. It isn't free, wasn't free in the beginning. The trees are listening, like children's ears and dog's eyes. We forget they're present. Their presence is invisible to our scrambled eggs, adulting minds. There is so much danger in the world. Our visions of Mother Nature are distorted, and we rarely stare at the feminine luminescence and cold light of the Queen Moon, Queen Mother Moon. No incandescence when fire is applied. Come on, baby, light my fire. Sunshine speaking.
Wow.
With the moonlight.
Wow. This is Charlotte Farrell of the Saluwa Show. My guest and I speak up so that you can listen up and act upon what you hear. Everybody has the ability to change something. Sometimes when people talk about acting up, they show demonstrations, violence, anger. But there are other ways to really speak up and ways that you can act up and you can change. It might be writing a letter. If you can't write, you could dictate. There is power in the letters, the number of letters that people have gotten saying that they want to know more about what's happening with people who have different ability levels. The power of the pen and writing and asking for people to speak up for, having an emotional moment just thinking of the title, The Safe Supply, places where people can go and safely be observed while they're taking medication and working toward, aiming toward sobriety. People having the heart to not complain because someone has decided that they're going to put a rehabilitation center in their neighborhood. We say we want change, but, you know, thinking about that thing within you that says, but not in my neighborhood. But being one of the people that says yes to being on committees, there are all kinds of opportunities in every city. I'm a dual citizen. The opportunities in the United States, the opportunities in Canada to get on advocacy committees, to get onto neighborhood committees, to be on the parks committee and talk about programs that make life, make the enjoyment of whatever place accessible and enjoyable for all. So with that commercial form, doing what's acceptable. Karen has a comment.
I was going to say, I do have a poem if there's time.
Yeah.
I've read it before, Charlotte, but it's quite appropriate for today. It's the one that I wrote for Mother Nature, Mother Earth. Mother Earth, how wondrous and beautiful you are. You give us life in each season. You give us beauty, a reflection of stages in our life. In spring, you give life. You bring forth your children, flowers, trees, animals with their offspring. So sweet, cuddly with their mothers. In summer, you bring joy. Your children play with endless energy and love that seems to never end. As summer changes to fall, the colors are dark and age shows. Mother Earth has matured. She is getting ready for her deep sleep. Winter brings a blanket of snow in which darkness, peace, quiet, there is rest. The white snow covers her peacefully until it is time for spring to renew itself and life begins again.
I love those images. Life begins again. Every day, every time we're able to open our eyes, life begins again. Thank you, Karen. You know, I had an image when you were talking about Mother Earth and embracing the earth. When I was a child, which is a few decades ago, my grandmother used to spread a pallet in the backyard, you know, for us to lay down and take a nap. And I used to hear then the old people talk about being able to, at some time during the week, lay where you're touching the earth, and that there's an energy, there's a thing that's just happening and you can feel it. So here in Vancouver, I went up and I spread my blanket and laid down, and I did feel that connection. It's a thing of overcoming fear because, you know, in a big urban city, even out in the woods, I'm afraid, you know, is a bear going to jump on top of me in the city? But I have found that there is a feeling the rhythm of the earth just by laying on the sand or laying on grass. So that brings us to Dr. Ramona sharing her second. Do you have a second one to share?
Charlotte, I did try to write a couple of stanzas on that prompt you gave us at the root of Mother's Day. So I don't know whether I should share that.
Yes.
It sounds terrible, but I'm going to try. So here it goes. At the root of Mother's Day, a seed of love is sown. In hearts of gratitude, a bond forever known. From cradle to guiding hand, her cares embrace, a timeless melody of her nurturing grace. In gardens of memories, her legacy blooms. In every whispered prayer, her presence looms. With each passing year, her light still shines bright. At the root of Mother's Day, her love takes flight. Thank you.
Oh, okay. You are soaring.
Send that straight over to Hallmark. Just tell them I don't write poetry. I just do greeting cards for Mother's Day. What are you talking about? It was no junk there. Stop that.
Elizabeth, were you doing a second poem? Okay.
I also forgot to give the title of the last one. The title to the last poem was Ode to the Elder. This one is called a tribute poem to my mother and her legacy to me. I wrote it on her birthday 3 years ago. This year, she's going to be 97.
Wow.
So patient, waiting for me to take her to the dentist, to shopping, making sure my needs are met, fixing my food, fixing my clothes, making sure I have my time to study and work. Yes, she does. Yet ever self-sufficient, making sure she's not being a bother, so ingenious and creative. No, don't throw that away. I'll find a way to fix it. And she does. Yes, I think I will redesign and re-engineer this dress that I have not worn for a long time. And she does. Yes, I am learning English and technical Chinese. I am learning nutrition and health and what food helps the body in what conditions. And she tries it on herself. Then she relays. I experiment on myself. Then I tell my children the good effects. And she does. Every day I walk 15 minutes 2 times. I exercise before I go to bed. And she follows this regime. I am happy my children and grandchilden and great-grands are healthy and smart and good people. I want to live to 99 and healthy. I love you all. She does announce. What a marvelous model, wouldn't you say? Thank you.
Oh, I love the way you brought your mother's voice forward. Oh, it was as if she was right there next to you commenting. Thank you. such an enjoyable amount of conversation. Neil, we'll do yours without further ado.
This is from my book called From the Other Side. I don't know if it's still available because my publisher's gone bankrupt. So this is a poem that's called Ordinary Mary. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. What were the dreams you dreamed? And did any of them ever come to be true? I never really knew you or what your need or what needs you had. Whatever they might have been, you kept them all to yourself. And I apologize because I never thought to ask. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. I knew you were my mother, and that was all I knew of you. It never occurred to me that you were a person, too, who had a life other than to be there just for me. Tell me, Mary, what was it that you aspired to be or to do? Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. What were the thoughts you, what were your thoughts as evolution passed you by in the blink of an eye? From an oil lamp light to spaceman walking on the moon. As a girl, did you dream you were to be married, bear children, live life, and grow old out on the farm? The bank took because the rains never came. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. I heard that times were tough when I was little. And whenever I was frightened, you took me to your rocking chair. The one you rocked me in when you were frightened too. As I grew older, I labeled you as nothing fancy, nothing bold. Just a housewife in the city with a family to look after. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. For 7 days and 7 nights, the rains did constant fall, and again you lost your home. Only it wasn't drought this time, as the river overflowed and swept away all our possessions and the memories that they held. Afloat out on the lake, just a mile or two, but forever gone away. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. I knew so little of who you might have been. So now you're gone, but not forgotten. I wish I could tell you that you'd be in my heart forever. And to thank you, oh, so very much, for being my ordinary mother. Thank you.
You know, I write poetry, and a few years ago, the first book that I wrote all the poems in longhand first before typing them out. And I wrote them sometimes sitting close to the ocean or Lake Ontario, or not only in the woods, but just in a place where the earth itself was supportive, where I didn't feel like there were people that I could talk to or people that felt supportive of me, because I had been in an accident, had a spinal bruise, a brain hematoma, and wasn't able to do the kind of work I'd been doing as a health promotion consultant to the city of Toronto. I was depressed, but I found being able to sit out at a park or sit somewhere and just scribble my emotions, the environment of the place was like the yes. You know, people, sometimes if you talk to people about your troubles, they say, yeah, okay, they don't want to dwell with that. But I think that there's a poem I'm going to share, but it's writing this poem recently in the backyard, my son's backyard, has reminded me that being able to do something like listening to the radio while sitting in the park or sitting in a backyard, like sitting at our imaginary buffet this morning, you hear a rustling, and that rustling made me feel like I was in different places in the earth. So this poem is called Rustling Evokes Resolution. Rustling, rustling. Did you hear it? That big elm tree sounds like the ocean roaring to me. Stealthily and steadfastly, you bring us confidence in waves, seeding gratitude for another day to feel your power. Little birds being fed in the arms of your branches greet sunrise and sunset, chirping joyfully about your power, signaling us it's time to dream and project, sealing our commitment to reflect and recommit, to share quick or ebullient hugs, to share shamelessly, boldly share our enthusiasm to remember you were here first, enabling us to sweetly slumber, waking up with the confidence to resist lumber mills for paper, like the welcoming waves of nearby bodies of water. Your rushing draws us to care outside. Come outside, rush outside singing, engaging the life support of kindred souls, embracing the eternal support of interconnected beings. Rustling, rustling, rustling. End of poem.
Charlotte, I like the part in the poem that speaks to the interconnectedness.
We're going to move on now. Mary Nance, did you have a second?
Yes, I have one I wrote this morning just for this.
All righty, let's hear it.
Okay, it's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The sunbeams are calling my name. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The blue skies are doing the same. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The flowers are singing their song. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The songbirds are tweeting along. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The bees are abuzz with delight. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The breeze cushions butterflies' flight. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The ribbons float loosely and free. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The children dance round the tree. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The music is filled with all joys. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The excitement has gathered the boys. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The girls are dancing around. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's time for the queen to be crowned.
Wow. And you wrote that this morning. That was a crowning joy.
Yeah.
We're going to let read. We're running out of time. So Wilda's going to read her second one.
Thank you so much. It's called Fragile Bloom. Fingers trace a downy head. Radiant love in every word unsaid. Aching muscles. A badge of pride. Glimpses of forever in your eyes wide. Emerging life, a precious start. Love's melody plays within your heart.
Wow, your tone was like a violin. I was hearing the it was
thank you.
I say that no matter what time it is, I always say it's love time, poem time. Today, I'm going to be paying tribute to your spirit mama. It's a poem that I wrote during the time that my mother passed away during Mother's Day week. And writing poetry. I would encourage you to write poetry. Maybe at some point you might put it into a song, but writing a poem to someone that you have loved that's passed on is a very healing emotion. So without further ado, I'm going to say, Mama, I love you, and I'm paying tribute to your spirit and paying tribute to the spirit of other mothers who have been on earth, shared their love, and helped someone else to move forward in raising families, raising communities, and having gratitude of their own. I'm so thankful for the gratitude that Kim and Punky have expressed and shared today, and to the Eco Wisdom Program for the way that it encourages people to be out in nature and to feel how Mother Nature supports us. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Paying tribute to your spirit of love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Now that you've gone, I told you that I loved you, but it's not enough. The words are too few for the essence of you. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for your tireless hands that fashion new dresses when I long for the ones at Macy's that cost more than Daddy made. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, your endless treks to sales, downtown, overtown, to the plaza, to wherever you could get 5 pairs of shoes, 5 sets of clothes, 10 days of groceries on a postman's bi-weekly pay. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for facing freezing snowstorms, spending lonely nights at home while self-centered kids did all over the country roam. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the PTA meetings you attended, the dances you and Daddy chaperoned while other parents groaned. I'm paying tribute to your spirit. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for ever reminding us to slow down and smell the roses, do one thing at a time. Wait upon the Lord and hear the quiet ways and solutions He whispers at sunrise. Well, hello. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, host of the Saluau Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. Comes on 10 a.m. every Friday morning. Thank you for listening. Every time you turn into our frequency on the dial, your support of diverse, independent media does not go unnoticed. We are extremely grateful that you have chosen to listen to us. Thank you for turning into CJSF 90.1 FM.